Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Adam Levin. Adam is he's the author of Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. He's the founder of Cyber Scout and Credit.com and Identity Theft 9/11. Adam, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website, please?
Oh, sure. CyberScout.com or AdamLevin.com.
AdamLevin.com. So, Adam, we're talking about cybersecurity, folks. We're talking about what I call the World War III, and Adam is pointing out are the Iranians intensifying their cyber attacks now after what's gone on the last month or two? What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, the Iranians are intensifying. We're seeing it in ransomware attacks, a lot of them directed at cities, medical facilities, but more cities. I mean, Atlanta was the result of an Iranian cyber attack, and that was mm-hmm. even before we elevated the tensions over there. But, you know, you're going to see it. That way, you're going to see it in disinformation campaigns that could well impact the election. And in fact, if you think about it, Iran is now a wonderful cover for anybody else that would like in some way to
right.
mess with our elections, because everyone, their first thing is going to do is it's blame it on Iran.
Well, see, this is what this is a part about. This yeah. is the World War III part of this thing, Adam. To me, Iran didn't need to retaliate for killing the general with 20th century ordnance. They need to do is say, okay, you know, we'll get you another way, because they're already doing it. They already have that warfare. That war is already being pursued, and all they got to do is ramp up with a new vengeance. Are we protecting? Is the United States government protecting itself? Are we holding our own against those guys? Are they helping us protect ourselves? Are they doing anything to neutralize those kinds of attacks?
I think that the government is doing everything it can to neutralize the attacks. I think it's playing sort of catch up. I mean, for years we have been known as the best of the best when it came to offensive cyber. But when it came to defensive cyber, we really haven't been that great. That's because so many people really didn't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone has to take it seriously. And every minute of every day, everybody's under assault, whether it's business, it's government, or consumers. And you know, I say that we're really targets of what I call the pantheon of ishings, which is phishing, dear mm-hmm. cardholder, dear member, dear executive, spear phishing, dear Jim. Phishing, that's where you get a phone call from someone, you think they're official. Some people think it's the IRS or their retailer. In most cases, it's someone masquerading as a financial institution asking you for information. People have a tendency to give it. And then smishing, which is text-based phishing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get a text, tells you an account's been frozen, click here, re-authenticate yourself, call your account.
And again, these are the kinds of things we need to train our people about. No, I just learned it ourselves, but talk to our people about making sure that they understand that they are we and our people out here on Main Street, we're part of the first line of defense, aren't we?
We are the first point of attack, and in some cases, the last line of defense.
Yeah.
So it's critical that people understand the threats, and that people gird themselves to deal with it, and that businesses use what I call the three M's: minimize your risk of exposure, reduce your attackable surface, which is not so easy. We have 20 billion Internet of Things devices.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, if you look around your office,
yeah.
your home office, is an Internet of Things device.
That's right.
And all of them have manufactured default passwords. Most people don't change them. Most people don't even realize the stuff that's on them or the access they have to your network. That's why I say to people, if you're going to have Internet of Things devices in your office or your home, create a separate network for those Internet of Things devices that is separate from the network you use for sensitive financial transactions.
And as they, and as they're connecting over Wi-Fi, have that Wi-Fi network protected, right? You can do that.
No, you can definitely protect a Wi-Fi network, and when you have open USB ports, close them. Make sure that they're just not sitting there that someone get into. And they're a scary little thing. There's a device that simply looks like a fat plug that if you put into the wall can actually gather user ID and password just sitting there in the office.
Is that something that's sold that's made in China and that's how they do it?
Well, it's made in China. It's made in other parts of the world. And you buy it, just stick it on a wall, and it becomes a transmitter.
Yeah.
And you can get it for less than $20 on the Internet. So, I mean, this is not like the old days where you have visions of people sitting behind massive screens and, you know, enormous technology is about. Not anymore. I mean, a number of the attacks that we've endured that involve malware have come by these kits that people can buy online and do it. Another important twist is with ransomware. It used to be just, I freeze your data, you pay me. Now it's, I freeze your data, you pay me, and I still may steal your data and sell it.
That's the scary part. Imagine that, a thief not being honorable. I can't imagine how that would happen. Hey, Adam, thank you for being here. AdamLevin.com is the website. Also, CyberScout.com. Adam, good job today. Will you come back?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. We love having you on the show. Adam Levin, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.